Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Did you know what day this is? Because I know what day this is.
Monday.
Today's Monday.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for this?
Ready for what?
Ready for what?
Loud early morning entertainment.
Can you do that?
Do people think you do that? Do you do that?
Do what?
Entertain me.
Do you do a lot of entertaining?
I do it all day long.
All day long? 5 days a week.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
Buckle up! It's showtime!
Indeed it is. All right, so let's start with Abby here. Abby, if your life was a reality TV show over the weekend, and you are going to give us a snapshot of the highlight, which you're probably going to talk about later on in the show, what was the highlight of Abby's reality TV show this weekend?
If my reality TV show had an episode name this weekend, it would be the one where her brother got engaged. Because that's what I was doing in Tampa all weekend long, was co-directing and producing and planning everything that went down for my brother's engagement, because he didn't make any plans. So I was like, I'm going to swoop in here. And
as a sister, is that something that you were excited about or something that you just felt like you had to do?
I mean, it's a mixture of, I felt like I literally had to do it, because 2 weeks ago I looked across the table from him and I was like, what are we doing for the proposal? And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, here we go, because I care a lot about his fiance and this is a big moment. I mean, most girls, not every girl, not everybody cares about this stuff, but I could tell that she's the type of woman that would care about how you're going to get proposed to. And knowing that, I was like, I feel a sense of responsibility to make sure that this is a special moment for them, but mainly for her.
I wonder if we could have a debate at some point, which really is more important, the proposal or the actual wedding date?
Well, of course, the actual wedding's important.
I don't know.
I would think the wedding day.
I mean, yes, but no. Like, Amanda was talking to me this weekend about a wedding she was shooting that was like $80,000.
Wow.
$80,000, right, for a wedding. For, you know, and you're going around and you're barely even talking to anybody. I mean, that is the day that launches your official wedding. But to me, you set the tone with the proposal.
Of course. And that's why I thought it was important to make sure we got it right. Because I'm like, well, this is going to be an embarrassing way to start off their engagement season with some kind of lame backyard proposal with me in the bushes with my iPhone. So I decided to take it upon myself and, you know, help him. He kind of gave me an idea and then I just sort of like ran with his idea and just made sure that it got executed despite the weather almost totally canceling the proposal. We were like, we don't know what we're going to do if it pours, because it's Florida. I was in Tampa and it was disgusting all day. Thankfully, we had like an hour of decent weather. It worked out. She said yes. She was over the moon happy. And yeah, we had ourselves a heck of a weekend.
All right, I know you got a story later on in the show, because it looked to me like it was a roller coaster of emotions. It was a mess.
It was it was a lot. It was,
that's such a nice way to put it.
I was so stressed. I really felt like my brother was a bridezilla all day. Like, just our group chat thread is absolutely hysterical to look back on. Just like the range of emotions he was having, from like being so excited to panicking because of the weather, and just the entire family freaking out trying to make sure that this went well. But there were some fun surprises too. I had a celebrity give them a little shout out after the engagement. Okay. So there's some fun stuff too. So even though it was a treacherous journey getting there, there's certainly happy ending.
Like, it sounds like a lovely episode of your reality show, but if you really wanted to get ratings, she would have said no.
No. What would have gotten ratings was any kind of family fight that went down. That's the kind of stuff. But you know what? Everybody wants a happy ending, even though you're going to have like the good ratings of the drama and the fights. That's the stuff that gets you views. But at the end of the day, everybody wants to leave that episode feeling better.
Moses easy, because he went to Ecuador and he left us. And when he did, he said he was thinking about running with the Bulls. And the second thing, I got a bunch of DMs from people over the weekend very concerned about you, because there was some kind of shooting in Ecuador outside of Quito, I think.
Was it?
And it was a major deal. So clearly you don't know about it, so you're okay.
No, yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I didn't even know about the shooting. This is the first time I'm hearing about it, actually. But, yeah, I was in Ecuador since Wednesday night, so the last 5 days have been like an absolute blur for me. I have never partied like they party in my life. It was insane, like every day, all day. But yeah, I was celebrating the life of my lady's dad, and they turned up for him. He was like, he's a king out there, and they were so welcoming. And then at the end, it was time. I had to come face to face with the bull, and I learned that it wasn't running with the bulls as I thought. It was you mano a mano, one on one.
Oh.
Out there with the bull.
Oh no.
And I learned that in real time.
Okay.
But you did one on one defense?
One on one. Okay. Just me and the bull.
And there's no tying because a tie is a loss.
Exactly. Exactly. A tie is an absolute loss. It was eye to eye. Me and him. Sent a ring.
I can't wait to hear about it.
I'll tell you all about it. It was
the worst
incredible.
First date ever.
Seriously. Is it though?
Yeah.
Even in your world, yeah.
It's close.
Kristen?
I cleaned my son's fish tank.
All right.
The fish are still alive.
Jeez, what a terrible casting director.
The fish is alive, but your reality show is not.
No, it never was, babe. So Tootie is still the only OG going strong.
Okay.
Tiger the Remix, still doing good. And Dinosaur 3.0 is still doing good.
Okay.
So we had a couple losses early in the game, but now everybody seems stable. Never again will we do a fish tank. It's disgusting. Cleaning that thing is disgusting. I waited too long. The filter was gross. The water had gone down so much. It was green algae everywhere. I did this to myself, and I can't blame anybody but me. But now it looks pristine, and nobody's floating upside down.
Okay. And mine, probably I'll talk about this later, how I was watching Amanda's son, who is almost 5 years old, and how I just butchered the entire day. I had very good intentions at heart, but everything I threw at him, he pretty much hated. So we'll get into that later.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. We make all our clothing right here in the U.S. with American cotton and American workers. Get 20% off your first order when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
It's been a hot second since the words Scandoval have left my lips, but today it is back because Tom Sandoval is returning to reality TV, but in the most unexpected of ways. When I saw this headline on E! News, I was like, what is he doing? This is rock bottom, but honestly, I think a lot of people have been pleasantly surprised. So Tom Sandoval, who is from Vanderpump Rules, it's a show on Bravo, and people refer to him now as Scandoval because he was in this very serious relationship with Ariana Maddox, who is now a very successful host of Love Island. They were in a super, super long committed relationship, and he cheated on her with another cast member, and it was this massive, massive Scandoval, and he became one of the most hated men in America. But over the weekend, he went on America's Got Talent with his band, The Most Extras, and did a cover of the song Take On Me. Now, I'm wondering, when you hear reality TV star trying to get a redemption arc on America's Got Talent, from 1 through 10, if you had to give him a rating before I play you the audio, how good do you think he could do on America's Got Talent? 10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
Three.
I've never heard him sing.
I'll go 3.
You're going to go 3?
Just because he's kind of a walking punchline at this point.
Yeah. So America's Got Talent, they don't pull the American Idol stunt where they have people who are like really, really bad on there from what I recall. Like that's not their MO. So I'm going to say if he actually got on stage and performed, I know they're using him for like, you know, the whole Scandoval. I'm going to give him a 6.
Okay, a 6.
My initial thought was a low number, but in thinking about it, I feel like if this is his way of trying to get redemption, some part of him must feel like he's good at this and must be good at this to even try it. So I'm going to go 6, too.
You would hope his PR team is a little bit smarter than that.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Well, here is Tom Sandoval again and his band, The Most Extras, with a cover of Take On Me.
It's not too bad.
good.
I mean, it's like a wedding band.
Yeah. It's every cover band you heard at your local dive bar.
Right, right.
But so it is funny that this is his like redemption arc. And then literally a couple hours before I saw this clip, I was watching Love Island, seeing Ariana Maddox, who, if you've never seen her on Love Island, has the most beautiful dresses, has the most incredible hairstyling, could not look any better, hosting the most popular show in America right now. And then here he is doing that.
I see.
Did he advance? So we won't know yet.
I think we know.
I think they'll probably keep him around for ratings. But honestly, I could see Simon Cowell being like, you know what? You did what you came here to do, but go home.
I think this might allow us to do bask in the downfall of your ex later on in the show.
Because
she's doing so well and he's in this thing.
She is doing so well. Anytime she comes on Love Island, I'm like, oh my God, I need her ab routine immediately. Somebody else who is currently on a high is Lizzo, who recently lost a significant amount of weight. And I feel like anytime a celeb loses weight, people are like, oh my God, it's the Ozempic, it's the Mounjaro, or it's semaglutide, or whatever the other one is. And Lizzo said that she did try GLP-1 drugs, but it was actually going from full vegan to eating whole foods that made her lose a significant amount of weight. She said, those just keep me fuller. Like when you're eating all the processed stuff from a vegan diet and you start eating like real animal meat, she's like, I'm shocked that it actually is what kept me fuller. And that's why she decided to stop the GLP-1 drugs, because she's like, okay, well, both of them kind of do the same thing. So why would I take a medication when I could just, you know, eat a salad?
Yeah, interesting.
It's interesting. So she was.
It really is. It's absolutely fascinating.
A healthy diet and exercise.
So weird.
She went on the Just Trish podcast and said, you know, this wasn't for my fame or my career, but I honestly just wanted to do it for myself.
At my heaviest, I was walking the Met Gala carpet and like stomping that. And, you know, Anna's guest. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't think like being smaller or bigger has opened or closed any doors for me. I do believe I look good as. So I don't think people are lying to me. Like, I really do look good. Like, everything in my life kind of elevated. No shade.
This Ozempic thing came up with a friend of mine this weekend, and he was telling me he just read a statistic that, 40% of the country is obese. That's the bad part of the whole thing. But the second part is that for the first time in decades and decades and decades, that the average weight gain in this country has stayed steady and not gone up.
Wow.
And they are attributing that to Ozempic.
Well, good. I mean, if that's what it takes to keep you healthy, then honestly, if she was on GLP-1 drugs and like there's no shame in that, she's just saying, listen, I tried both of them and I just found the same success with changing my diet from being a vegan to going to Whole Foods. All right. Are Hailey and Justin Bieber trying to tell us that they're headed for divorce? I'm going to tell you about their not so subtle signs on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Oh, Disney World and Disneyland, right? Your kids want to go. It is sort of baked into the American fiber now. And at some point, you're going to end up there, right? Maybe you're very excited about your trip to Disney World. You are going to make a lot of memories. It is going to be awesome for you as a family. However, there's a reality check here. It ain't cheap.
Nope.
Anybody know that? It ain't cheap.
So this dad just posted a receipt from one of his meals at Disneyland, and it has gone viral. A family of five for breakfast at Disneyland. This dad shared the bill. Now, mind you, it's breakfast, but it's a princess breakfast.
Okay.
That's different. That's important.
So you're getting all the princesses and they're interacting with your kids. That bill after tip came to $937.65 for breakfast.
Now the day is over.
Yeah, right. We're all going home.
That's it. We go home after that.
Now, he did say service was attentive and enthusiastic. Princesses were all trained pro actresses and spent a lot of time with the kids. I enjoyed it.
But I hope so.
Still, for $900, you should. Uh-huh.
You should know that up front, though, wouldn't you? I mean, if you're getting that special thing, you would know up front.
Yeah, he said his jaw dropped. I guess once you, like, if you got a mimosa or something and that adds on, I guess you see what it is per person and you're like, oh, that's not bad. But he also had to include the $150 tip that was just 20% of the bill. So I don't think you realize it racks up and then all your bill's almost $1,000, and that's how you kick off your day at Disneyland. So that got me thinking, oh, there's stuff that's more expensive than that. It's time for Disney Prices Right.
All
right, I'm going to give you guys a little pro tip. We're going to start small, and then we're going to move our way up.
Is there such thing as starting small at Disney World?
I think this is starting small.
I mean, based on our trips on Burt's Big Adventure, it doesn't feel like there's any small ticket items.
There isn't. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and describe the item. You guess how much you think it cost. So when it comes to designer Mickey and Minnie ears, the prices can really run the gamut. Heidi Klum's designer Minnie ears. How much do you think they cost? Now, for the record, they are ears and they are all bejeweled. So there's some kind of crystals. I don't know if they're Swarovski crystals or not, but there's some kind of like jeweled, just like they look like diamonds, but they are not. And let me just say, these things went online. They got posted online and they were sold out in mere moments.
Bejeweled mini hat. $300.
Okay.
I'm going to go $250.
Okay.
You said we were starting small.
Correct.
So I'll go $150.
All right. Mo is the closest.
Hey.
What was that?
$600.
What? Starting small.
That's starting small.
They sold out
in moments. Like literally the moment those Heidi Klum, Minnie, and Mickey Mouse ears hit the internet, they were gone.
I got to say.
For $600.
Say what you want about Disney adults. They got money. Yes. They got money.
You better.
All right. So yeah, that was starting small. Here we go. The Disney World of Dreams VIP Tour. Highly exclusive, customizable experience designed to provide guests with a personalized tour of Walt Disney World. It offers backstage access, private transportation, skip the line privileges, aiming to create a magical, memorable trip. It's a 12-hour experience, can accommodate up to 6 guests. You get 3 meals and snacks during the day. But your Disney park tickets are not included.
Oh, really?
So dumb.
Just throw them in there.
I know, right?
And they were so adamant in the article that the tickets are not included. You have to buy your park passes separate. All right, so again.
My knee jerk was $10,000.
Okay. Bert, $10,000?
Mine was $5,000.
I'm going to go
$10,001. Ooh. Get Daddy!
How much?
$12,000.
Oh my gosh. And you can't get into a park.
No. You got to purchase. Your tickets are extra.
Unbelievable.
All right. So Disneyland announced a whirlwind world tour. So they are flying 70 fans, or they were flying 70 fans. This is no longer available. On a jet set tour of its theme parks in California, Tokyo, Shanghai, Hong Kong, Paris, and Florida. So it was dubbed Disney Parks Around the World, a private jet adventure. The journey lasts 24 days.
Whoa.
And so alongside the theme parks, ticket holders would also be taken to the Taj Mahal in India, the Egyptian pyramids of Giza, and the Eiffel Tower. So the trip began in Anaheim at Disneyland and ended at Orlando at Walt Disney World. Airfare to and from LA and back from Orlando was not included. But getting to all those other spots were. So how much do you think that world tour of Disney parks would cost you?
That's pretty cool.
24 days in total.
I want to say $100,000, but it seems not enough. But I'm going to go $100,000.
Okay.
$150,000.
That's what I was going to say. $151,000.
$110,000 a ticket.
Wow. Okay. It feels like a bargain for some reason.
24 days around the world.
All right, here's the last one.
All right.
So again, we're increasing, so you know it's over $110,000. At Disney World, there is a limited edition crystal Cinderella castle replica made with 600,000 hand-placed crystals. How much do you think it's worth? It's a decent size, too. It's a decent size castle. I would say it's like about that big. But yeah, it's in the gift shop, and you can purchase this, and it's over $110,000.
$125,000?
$200,000.
$350,000.
Abby knows her Disney!
Florida.
Listen to this woman, $250,000.
Do you spend $250,000 on a crystal Cinderella castle? At Disney Springs, you can purchase one of the limited edition Erebus Brothers crystal Cinderella castle with over 600,000 hand-placed crystals.
At Mega Moves, had the video,
$250,000. Dang. Someone's got to create like a Temu version of Disney World. Get all aboard.
The Burt Show.
I really did not know what to expect Saturday morning when I was helping out with Good Goes Round and the Roswell Pride walk. I didn't know what to expect, but I could tell you on that walk, I dang near cried. It was pretty awesome. We'll talk about it here in just a couple of seconds. But let's get to the nosy stuff.
Let's get to the superficial stuff.
Yeah, man.
All right, so there we were one weekend with the kids, and we were at an establishment where you had a set time, right, for to go on this tour. And so we had our time, and then you have times after that. So we went, and we did what we did, and we came back, and there was a woman at the front counter, and she was not happy. She was exhibiting high Karen energy. And she had missed her tour time. So she is standing there with her child. She is very upset because they did not hold the truck for her.
Unreal, man.
And they were like, listen, we don't do that. I would like to say and give kudos to said establishment. They kept their cool. The woman who was working at the front desk was very unbothered. Like, not in a rude way. She was just like, you know, hey, sorry, like, but this is, like, it is what it is. And she wasn't, like, let her feathers get ruffled. And the woman kept telling her, I need to speak to somebody more senior. It was a very Karen move, right? It's like out of the Karen handbook. I need to speak to somebody more senior. And she's like, I am the most senior person here. Like, the man who owns it is not here, blah, 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 whatever. I need to speak to him. And she's like, if you don't give me somebody more senior to speak to, I'm calling 911. Now, mind you, our tour was over. We were in the front. And I was putting, like, this cute little pin on my son. And I was going at a snail's pace, putting this pin on my son, because I was eavesdropping like a mofo. I'm like, I got to see how this plays out.
Jimmy's like, can you pick it up, Mom? We have things to do.
Now, mind you, she wasn't screaming. Like, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was a scene. Like, it was a scene, but it was a calm scene, oddly, okay? Mm. But she was sitting there threatening, like, she's like, I'm going to call 911. I'm going to call 911. And I stalled as long as I could. And we finally had to walk out of the trailer. And as we walk out, I'm debriefing with the other moms. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's threatening to call 911. And they're like, why? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what the cops are going to do. But it's not like they can turn the truck around and come back and get her. But she wanted somebody more senior. They would. So it became a thing. And I was like, oh. 911. Those are public records. Mm-hmm. So.
Don't you have enough going on in your life? You have so much going on in your life.
No, I'm aware, but that's why I asked you guys, do I do this? And you were like, absolutely.
Yeah, for the radio, for sure. Hey,
yes, for the show, for the story. So I went to the county's website, and I found where you can fill out the form to request, you know, public records, right? So I went to the county's website, and I was like, do. So here I was, and because you have to be specific, and I'm like, on this day, at this time, at this location, a woman was calling 911 because she missed her tour time. I would like to know what happened. Like, I was just very forthcoming, right? Let me tell you, within 2 hours... County clerk's office hit
me
back.
Get out of here.
Yes. I don't know if they had a lot to do. So she hit me back, and then she was like, we cannot fulfill this request. She forwarded it to the sheriff's department, right?
This thing's going right up the food chain.
So it gets forwarded to the sheriff's department because they're the one that oversee, like, the 911 phone calls or whatever. So now I'm waiting. Before the end of the day, sheriff's department hit me back, and they were like, there's no record.
Oh.
She was all bluff. She was a Karen. The Karen was all bark, no bite.
Oh, really?
Come on, man.
She
disappointing.
Tell me about it. Damn, there was no 911 phone call.
You should arrest her for that.
Yeah. Can we call 911 on her?
I would love to.
All right, we're trying to help you guys out, man. I mean, everybody needs a helping hand from time to time. So what we decided to do is do 100 straight days of good goes round.
The Burt Show's 100 days of good goes round.
You guys just tell us what you need. Big ways, small ways, and we'd like to get our hands dirty with you. Maybe you got a message that you need to get out to the Burt Show family. That's cool, too. You just got to hit us up at theburtshow.com. Now, on Friday, it was Jennifer that called us up, and she said, hey, you guys, we're having our very first Pride Walk Roswell this weekend, right, for Empowered Roswell. And I'm like, yeah, I'll walk in this thing for sure. And Rebecca said, yeah, I'll walk in it for sure. So I wasn't really sure what to expect. You know, it's a first-time event. Been doing enough events in radio to know that not a lot of people show up at your first event, right? What you want to do is really build on it. So I'm expecting, I don't know, 50 people,
75 people. I pull up to Roswell right on that, whatever that main road is. I think it's Canton. I park and I get to where they are starting to make announcements and start to fire the crowd up. And I'm like, are you kidding? They were expecting 67 people. That's where the bar was set. Last count I heard was over 650.
Are you kidding?
Dude, it was amazing. It was really amazing to see everybody come together, kind of get dressed for the occasion. People on Canton Street honking and saying, hey, and waving their flags and stuff. It was really, really cool.
That's incredible. That's
awesome. It was awesome. And Jennifer called us on Friday, and I just wanted to get her back on here real quick and just congratulate her. And I know she was touched by everybody that came out to Roswell. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. What a fun event. What a great event. I mean, Kristen, you're 60 feet into this walk, and that's the first champagne station.
That's my kind of walk.
Yes. Jennifer, it was great.
It was beyond anything that I had ever expected. Like you said, we thought after even being on the Burt Show, maybe we'll get 100 people. Now that we, you know, you guys were so nice to have us on the Burt Show on Friday. And I asked somebody to get a count as we were going, and when they came up to me and told me it was over 600 people and 15 dogs, you can't forget the dog allies.
Uh-huh.
I was floored, and I was almost in tears the entire time, but also kind of half in shock the entire time.
Yeah. And for you, did you organize this thing from the ground up? Was this your idea?
It was just kind of a crazy idea I had. I was like, there's not anything like this in Roswell, so let's just do it. Maybe it'll be myself and a couple friends that walk down the street with rainbows, and then next year maybe we'll have 50 people that come. So this was way more than ever thought it would be.
Jennifer, it turns out it wasn't such a crazy idea after all.
No.
It was the best crazy idea I've ever had.
It was fantastic. As I said, there are cars rolling down Canton with their flags out or just awesome. Of support. Not one person out there giving them a hard time. Nothing, man. It was a great
event. Just pure joy, love, and acceptance.
Pure joy,
that
Jennifer.
Is inspiring.
So congratulations for pulling that off. I am sure you're going to do it next year. Roswell should know if you get 600 people or 650 on the first event, you're probably going to double that in your second year. So I'm not sure if you've even started to contact them yet about having like police escorts or closing off streets, but this is the kind of event I think that can really build momentum.
Yes, absolutely. Our goal is to shut down Canton Street, have a full-on parade and you know, after party event and just keep building on it year after year.
Congratulations, yeah, Jennifer. Congrats.
You're not
so
far
excited.
From a parade at all.
Yeah. Nothing but love for you and everybody that walked there, you know, in Roswell on Saturday. So congratulations.
Thank you all so much, and thank you so much for being there.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome, man. It was totally awesome. And Rebecca had a great time, too. It was fantastic. We'll see you again next year.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Jennifer. So that was on Saturday. Also on Saturday, it was just time for me to go to Goodwill, man. I had T-shirts that I haven't been wearing. I looked around, and I can hear those T-shirts, some of them going, okay, I know it's my turn. Take me. And there are others speaking to me. Don't take me. We have so many memories. But I pulled all my stuff together and went to the Goodwill on Roswell Road in Sandy Springs. And I went down there. So that was my second one for over the weekend. And then, Kristen, I know you did something on Sunday.
Yeah, so I gathered up a bunch of stuff for Helping Mamas. Helping Mamas is a baby bank supply of Georgia. Stuff that Jimmy has grown out of and just items that I've had around the house that I know that they can use. So if you go to thebirthshow.com and click 100 Days of Good Goes Round, I have a link to the items that they're looking to collect. So yes, diapers and wipes and things of that nature. You know, and there's a laundry list of things that they can use that are slightly used. There's things that they need that are new. And then there's other items that you're like, oh, I'll give them my old potty chair. Yeah, no, they don't take that. They don't take used potty chairs. So you just have to go look and see what they have on there. And I'm actually going to see Jamie, the CEO, today. We're having an early dinner to talk about the Pinot period party for 2026. And I'm going to give her all the items for
Great.
Helping Mamas.
Great. Nice. All right. So today would be day 22. And it's Christina Green and her son, Owen, that would like some help. Hey, Christina. Hey, Owen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
All right. So, Christina, why don't you tell us how we're helping Owen out this morning?
Absolutely. So Owen is my 8-year-old who is obsessed with nature and animals. He's autistic. He has high-functioning autism. And so those are his special interests. He is constantly exploring outside. He's a wealth of knowledge, stays up all night reading about animals and nature. So he's competing in the Junior Ranger competition that's hosted by Ranger Rick Magazine, which is the magazine from the National Wildlife Federation.
Okay.
And they're doing like a combo with Jeff Corwin, and he would love if listeners could vote for him. He's currently in the quarterfinals. He's in 5th place for his age bracket.
Oh, no. We're not going to go with 5th place here. Okay.
So only the 1st place winner from this bracket goes on. So he just needs listeners to go on. They can cast a free vote once every 24 hours. You can donate to buy additional votes, but he needs votes. He wants to keep going. He is so, so, so excited about this.
Okay, what exactly does he get when, not if, when he comes in 1st place and wins this thing?
So he would get an animal encounter with Jeff Corwin.
Ooh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he would get to be photographed and in the Ranger Rick magazine. And then he would get a $20,000 scholarship.
What? Oh, we got to get him in first.
What?
Yep.
It's I'm already there at the web, at the Junior Ranger webpage, Christina. That is the most adorable picture of Owen I have ever seen. they have what is a Junior Ranger. They also have some fun facts about Owen, which I think is so cool. And right down there at the bottom, you could just one vote free, boom. Or if, like she said, if you want to donate to the National Wildlife Federation, you can get him some extra votes.
I know Owen's on with you here. Also, Owen's 8 years old. Owen, what is it about nature, and what are your favorite animals?
Okay.
Why do you love nature?
I really love nature. It's because, like, there's infinite stuff to know about it, basically.
Yeah.
There's ancient stuff to know about it, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like a class that goes on forever.
It does. What about your favorite animal, Owen?
I would have to say Jesus Christ lizard, also known as a basilisk. They're called Jesus Christ lizards. Because they're like Jesus Christ, and they can walk on water.
Oh, which wow.
Lizards that walk the on lizards. Water.
Which yeah, one is
the,
this?
The lizards that walk on water.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool fact right there.
Uh-huh.
All right, Owen, we got to help you out here. So we're going to have our Burt Show fam that always comes through for us, always. They are going to place some votes for you today and over the next couple of days. And let's see if we can bump you up to 1st place, okay?
Thank you.
You are welcome. You're welcome. All right, so you're welcome. We got all the info on how you can vote for Owen up online right now at theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
22-year-old fake dentist and 2 assistants have been charged by Czech police after treating dozens of patients using instructions they found online.
What? Do I recall this happening in Atlanta also with either a dentist? Mm-hmm. Was it a dentist?
I think
or
so.
Or a plastic surgeon?
I think it was a dentist.
I mean, for
like
years.
A cosmetic dentist.
For years and years and years, people were going to him and they finally busted him.
All right. So this has me asking, what did you fake? 1-855-BIRCHSHOW, 855-237-8746. We can change your name. We can use the voice disguiser. Like, I know when actors, and I have a laundry list of actors who lie about stuff to get roles, right? Mm. Like, they, especially horse riding. Apparently, nobody in Hollywood knows how to ride a horse, which, why would you?
Yeah.
But when they go out for roles, they ask them, do you know how to ride a horse? Like Anne Hathaway for Brokeback Mountain. Oh, yeah, absolutely. She'd never been on a horse in her entire life.
Yeah. I think I told you guys when I first started in radio, I wanted to be a sportscaster. I was working at a country radio station that had no sports department at all. But they had letterhead, and I realized if I just sent the letterhead out to Major League Baseball and NFL, and I called myself the sports director, they would allow me in locker rooms and sidelines. So I was the KSON sports director.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
Made it to sidelines of Super Bowls, World Series.
That's wild.
Media boxes everywhere. I faked it, man.
I really needed a job once in life, and they were hiring for a computer programmer. And I thought I had known enough about computers over my time of using computers to do the job, and so I told them, yeah, not a problem. Like, I signed, and they hired me, which I didn't think they were. That lasted about three days. 2-3 days. Yeah,
you gotta roll the dice, man.
All right, so the details about this Czech dentist, which is just so wild. So police said the three family members opened up a surgery without a license in their home. For 2 years, they treated patients without any necessary professional knowledge.
If you're showing up to somebody's house for a dental appointment, that's on you.
They added that the 22-year-old man extracted teeth, performed complex root canals, applied anesthesia, drawing on information.
Look at Bert.
You have an address?
Literally drawing on information he had obtained online. The dude YouTubed it. Like, he just YouTubed it.
Oh, my God.
Is this not just the entire plot of Suits, that USA show, that guy who never went to law school? Yeah, he's just like, I read a book.
That's right. Yeah.
So they all pleaded guilty to a number of charges, police said, and they face up to 8 years in prison.
Dang.
Police did not say whether any of their patients had complained about their treatment. So I don't know if they did a good
5-star.
They're like, oh my God, I just lost my dentist. Right? He was in network.
People don't even like the dentist, so they, right?
But then what's crazy is, as I continue to read through the article, the president of the Czech Dental Chamber, Roman, said that he had an average of 10 fake dentist cases reported a year in the country.
Come on.
10
really?
Per year. So there's 9 other people out there doing the same thing, being a fake dentist.
What's fascinating about this, obviously, it's illegal and irresponsible, but that he got away with it for so long that he might have just been decent at it.
It doesn't seem like something you can just read and just be amazing at in a week or so. Right. That's crazy.
So I found the details about your Atlanta dentist.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so investigators raid office of Atlanta's top veneer specialist, accused of being a fake dentist. So he calls himself Atlanta's top veneer specialist, but the Fulton County District Attorney says he's been practicing dentistry and medicine for years without a license.
Oh my God.
Brandon Dillard is not a dentist. He's never been a dentist. And as much as he may want to play one on Instagram, he is not. District Attorney investigators and Atlanta police raided the Northeast Atlanta offices of A List Smiles Atlanta. And,
Now, this is, from a guy that has veneers, it's complicated, man. You're sitting in that chair for a long time. They are literally drilling into your face. They are whittling down your teeth into, like, little spikes in order to put the veneers. That is complicated.
Mm-hmm. I would feel so violated. Like, I can't imagine you find out afterwards that somebody was in your mouth and they fake.
Serious.
Now, I have often said that you can do anything because of YouTube. I have done so many things that I didn't know how to do from watching YouTube. So I want to challenge the four of you to find something that you don't know how to do.
Yeah.
Look it up on YouTube and then film yourselves doing it so we can put it up on.
I should try it for contact lenses because I've just about given up on that. But also, a couple of months ago, I was going to do that for tying a tie. I still don't know how to do that.
It's one of the highest searches if you look up how to on YouTube, actually.
Is that
right? How to tie a tie. Yeah, that's what most people learn nowadays.
If you're not alone.
If you were going to look up something and learn how to do it on YouTube, what would it be?
I want to learn how to fold the fitted sheet. I'm just throwing it in the corner. It's in a ball.
You're
that's
right.
A really good one.
Yep.
I don't know. I got to think about that.
Hey.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I have a feeling we're going to be talking about Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber a lot in the near future because apparently there is trouble in paradise. And this has kind of already been speculated on by fans of the two of them that they've kind of just been in a rough spot. They've recently welcomed a new baby into the world. And there's always just kind of like these lingering rumors that Justin actually hates his wife. And now that she's a billionaire or she sold her company for $1 billion, we're like, girl, get out. Like, you don't need his money anymore. Like, you're the bigger star at this point. He allegedly has some money problems. But now there might actually be a little bit of credence to the fact that they could possibly be trying to tell us that they are headed for divorce. So Hailey Bieber over the weekend was photographed without her wedding ring. And I will say, normally when I see that, I'm like, okay, she probably just wanted to take it off. It's a massive rock. You know, it's probably weighing down her hand. It's kind of annoying to wear out. But the photos that I saw of her out without her wedding ring, it's almost like she wanted us to pay attention to the fact that she did not have it on. Because instead of just, you know, walking like normal, getting her photograph taken by the paparazzi, she has her left hand up, which is, you know, where that ring goes. And she kind of has it near her face. She has it up in the air to where it does look like she's trying to send us a signal that she wants us to know that she's going out, not wearing it.
So she's hailing cabs everywhere.
Yeah, she's like,
she's,
hey.
She's in Albuquerque.
Please, still got her hand in the air,
waving at people who didn't wave at her.
Yeah. And then Justin posted a video on his Instagram story of some dude basically saying, if you're giving me the silent treatment, at least tell me why. So maybe that's his response to Hailey Bieber, you know, hailing cabs in Albuquerque.
I feel like she's using us.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. If we could, like, get that publicist back on, that Hollywood publicist, I feel like this is what they do just to get themselves in the tabloids. This is a Hollywood calculated move.
I felt the same way until I saw what Justin Bieber posted, because I'm like, he's so kind of unhinged on social media that I feel like this is so much more than just like a PR plot point. You know what I mean? Like, if he's going to post something dumb and petty sort of in response to that, it kind of feels like maybe there's some facts to it.
And what would be the motivation behind that? Because he doesn't have like a new album coming out. She just made $1 billion in sales. So what would be the reason for that?
Maybe they got something in the works and in the pipeline that they're going to come out. So, I mean, the more you talk about them, like all publicity is good publicity for them. And this is like the divorce rumors. God, who was it? It was like with J-Lo and Ben Affleck, and something was like very amiss, and it was all calculated. Like every move they make is very intentional.
Wait, but didn't they get divorced?
Yes, but this was for something else.
Gotcha.
Like they were trying to like finagle something because they were getting divorced and they were trying to
distract us.
Yes, gotcha.
Well, to actually get the divorce to get promo, that's another level.
Yes. Now, a couple that is not having trouble in paradise is Camille Kostick and Rob Gronkowski. I love seeing them together. I think they are an absolutely adorable couple. And Camille, his longtime girlfriend, recently went on Kristen Cavallari's podcast to talk about what it was like dating Rob Gronkowski back when he was still in the NFL. Because if you remember, she was actually a cheerleader. And most of these teams have a policy that you're not allowed to fraternize with the NFL players because, you know, it's kind of a conflict of interest. And they started dating while she was a cheerleader. I guess that's, you know, it's obviously how they met. And she talked about how she would have to sneak around in hoodies because there were such strict rules. But something that she opened up about that I thought was really interesting was she talked about the dynamics that she had with the other WAGs, the wives and girlfriends of the NFL, and said that even though they have one of the most serious and long-term relationships, she felt really judged by some of the other NFL wives because she didn't have a wedding ring. She didn't have an engagement ring. Whereas I feel like when you're, you know, maybe a professional WAG, that's kind of like the sign that, you know, you're establishing yourself in the establishing yourself in the suite, that you have risen in the ranks of all the other WAGs. You are better than the WAGs because you got the 6-carat diamond on your finger.
Sounds like a miserable life.
An absolutely miserable life. They seem pretty happy, though. I want to live in Rob Gronkowski's brain.
I don't know. Just all the clicks and the talking that must go on between all these rich women that are the way. It just sounds like it's too much drama.
Seems like it would be inauthentic.
Environment. All right, fans are dragging Miley Cyrus for her behavior at a recent signing event, but I'm going to tell you what supermodel was a part of the incident on your next eBuzz on The Bird Show.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.